Good morning, Rolly and Marks. How are you?
Good morning, Kath and Howard, and the duo of dynamism and just delectabilism. I'm good in you.
Delectabilism.
This early in the morning, that's a very long word.
Can't even get our mouth around that word.
So is balalaika.
Yeah, indeed. Rolleen, Howard actually had some stories that he wanted to talk about, but I'm taking no responsibility for this.
King Hussein and a Jewish actress in Hollywood and a love child.
What's this?
Exactly.
Are you not following the story?
I haven't seen the story either. Are you sure this isn't fake news?
I haven't seen the story. I'm a serious news person. I mean,
apparently not as serious as you think. So, in recently released CIA reports, it describes how King Hussein, in 1959, comes to the United States and he asks the CIA to fix him up with someone. He was divorced at the time, and through intermediaries, they find him a woman. Her name is Cabot, but she was born Harriet Shapiro. And Harriet Shapiro and King Hussein start an affair, which results in a child. And until Harriet was murdered by her child, she was paid an annual stipend of $1,500 a month by the Jordanian government to support the love child.
That is very interesting.
About a family fribble over there and a scandal.
I didn't know that that the CIA was the Tinder of yesteryear.
Yeah, no, they would pimp for foreign leaders. I think
clearly
that was their main job. They were like the Yair Netanyahu's of their day.
Yeah. All right. What else have we got?
So, Roland, could you help settle the dispute between Kathy and myself?
I can try my best.
I'm thinking that it may be not so appropriate for Prime Minister's son in public to be attending strip joints. Kathy thinks it's natural for someone of that age to spend their entire pocket money on strippers.
This is a difficult one, because of the
anybody's
corruption charges
firstly
that are hanging around Netanyahu. I mean, this couldn't come out at a more inappropriate time. And I understand that it's normal for a young'un of his age to frequent the strip joints. I myself have never frequented the strip joints
to visit
a pole. But I think that because he is the son of the Prime Minister, that if you are going to do this, you need to exercise the utmost discretion.
How can you exercise discretion if you go to a strip club? There's no discretion. How do you exercise discretion? He's going to a strip club.
Okay, so can we just take a step back? Who cares? Why is it important that he goes to a strip club? He's not running the country, and even if he was running the country, what does it mean?
No, we would like better behavior from the Prime Minister's son. He should order in strippers at home, not go out in public.
Yeah, perhaps you're right.
Well, this is the thing. He does have I hate to say it, the hookup to be able to order takeout strippers.
Okay, we also play rugby here.
Well, I think when he said to his friends, come over and let's smoke a hookah, what did he mean?
I don't know. All this mention of CIA and subterfuge and smoker hooker, people can draw a whole line of conclusion. I'm just going to shut up
there. Oh, my God. He's going to get us into such trouble.
Okay, should we rather go on to the bromance between Bibi and the Prime Minister of India?
We were actually talking earlier about the Knesset. When I was talking about the topics that you were going to talk about, Rolleen, I was saying, you could actually set the most incredible Bollywood movie in Israel. And it could feature...
Well, it might happen.
No, but it could feature the Knesset. I mean, I can see, Avigdor Lieberman, Naftali Bennett, Bibi Netanyahu, all standing there in their suits, and they're doing like this whole hip thrusting thing and throwing the arms up in the air.
You should only see what's happening in the studio. Kathy, could you do that again? I'd like to take a picture.
We want to see some of our leaders doing hip thrusting movements.
One of our listeners in Israel actually said that if the Knesset is a Bollywood movie, then the South African Parliament is a Jackie Chan movie. Because, you know, there they throw chairs. They don't only throw punches.
Well, I've seen them schloffing. I've seen them having a good sleep in the South African Parliament when I watched on TV. But the Knesset, we have some. It's very, very animated. I mean, you have the gesticulation and hand gestures that really could make for a good Bollywood movie.
Really good, Rolene. Can you stay with us? We've spoken nonsense, and we actually need to get some of your stories.
I have to be somewhere at 8:15, so I literally have like 3 minutes.
Rolene Mervin, by the way, agrees with you. He says, Rolene is completely correct. It's incongruent for Yair to behave as he did.
Thanks, Merv. So let's discuss Gal's frock, which caused a furore.
Yes.
Gal Gadot, she who is just absolutely gorgeous and the pride of our nation, wore a magnificent Elie Saab dress to a gala the other night. It was the National Review Board gala where she and Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins were honored for their work in Wonder Woman. She looked magnificent. It was a blue a bandage dress or something like that. And Lebanese people went absolutely nuts. They said, what is she wearing a Lebanese designer for? Why is Elie Saab dressing an Israeli? And people were just like, it's just, to me, bizarre that Gal's wardrobe choice became such a political issue. Somebody wrote, this is Lebanese TV producer Farah Shami wrote, that she doesn't have a problem with her wearing Elie Saab, but I do have a problem with her posting a picture from Elie Saab's account and bragging about an ex-Israeli soldier wearing his dress. Don't ruin one of the few things that make us proud Lebanese people, and Elie Saab makes us proud. Somebody else wrote in Arabic, why does it mean so much that an Israeli actress wore a dress from him? So it would appear that poor Gal got it in the head for wearing a beautiful Elie Saab dress. I think it's actually like quite conciliatory. It shows that, you know, we can transcend politics. Beauty and, of course, a fabulous frock transcends politics, but it's sad that there are still people out there who will nitpick and create a situation on every little gesture.
Yeah, crazy. It really is crazy, and we need to get our priorities straight.
We do need to get our priorities straight. Let 2018 perhaps be the year for that.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about it. I know that you've got to go, but do you know that the BDS slogan, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free? Do you know that's not the whole slogan?
Well, I'm waiting for you to enlighten me with the rest of it, because I know what it is. I know what their end game is, but I think it's very, very important that our listeners hear it, and they hear it again and again and again.
So how this mantra actually goes is, from the river to the sea, from the Golan to the Gulf, Palestine will be free. The reason that they don't add the Golan to the Gulf is because then what it's saying is you're going to be eradicating the whole of Israel.
Which would be great politically. Is to eradicate the whole of Israel. They make no exception about that.
Don't they do it just because it doesn't rhyme?
Aside from
that, because it doesn't rhyme.
Because they are very, very conscious. BDS is very conscious about their rhyming couplets and iambic pentameter.
Yes, we should try have a competition maybe for haiku.
Exactly.
I would win with my traffic haiku, I'm just saying.
Yeah, Matthew did a traffic haiku on, when was it, Monday?
Yeah.
Tuesday?
When there was Tuesday. No traffic.
No, it was poetry at work day, and I made a nice haiku.
Yeah. Rolene, we're going to let you get to your meeting. I'm so sorry that we didn't get to speak to you a little bit longer, but thank you very, very much
it's
for your time this
week,
morning.
It's always next week, guys, and Shabbat Shalom with lots of love.
Shabbat Shalom. God bless. Bye-bye. That's Rolene Marks. You can catch her round about 5:15 on your afternoon with Howard Feldman from Monday to Thursday. And on Friday, she joins us here on the Morning Mayhem on the Balagan Baboke. It is 8:09, and we're keeping Howard Saxteen with us for the next hour.